here's a story from The World.
Sex-selective abortion in favor of boys is common in many countries. It's been the practice in the Eastern European nation of Georgia. Marika Kordadze from the United Nations Population Fund says doctors sometimes influence the parents' decision to abort a girl.
Normally, doctors are very biased because if a woman goes to get an ultrasound and they already have two girls in the family, and the third one is also a girl, they say, oh my God, poor you. It's sort of like showing a sympathy that, you know, it's not a boy.
There's been a preference for sons in Georgia for centuries.
Elise Burr writes about foreign affairs for The Economist.
Some traditional families feel like they need a male child to either carry on the bloodline and family name, or they believe that sons will be the ones to take care of parents in their old age, whereas daughters are going to be taking care of their husband's parents. I spoke with Maka Chitavana, an economist at Tbilisi State University's Policy Institute, about why son preference persisted after the fall of the Soviet Union. And she told me that it's really connected to poverty in Georgia.
When you are poor and when you don't trust your government, when you are uncertain about your old age, you try to make sure that you have a son who will take care of you. And that's how it is linked to poverty.
But in recent years, the preference for sons has been decreasing.
Elise Burr explores this on The Intelligence, a podcast from our partners at The Economist.
First, after the initial post-communist economic turmoil, women's wages rose in Georgia. That's beneficial in a couple of ways. First, it can increase women's bargaining power at home. So say a woman might be able to overrule her husband who wants to abort a girl. And that's relevant because in Georgia, preference for sons is more widespread among men than it is among women. When women earn money as well, it might change parents' minds so that they think that daughters will be able to take care of them in old age as well.
So today, there are more girls being born in Georgia. Elise Burr says that in the past few years, the birth ratio between boys and girls is no longer so lopsided. Right now, about 107 boys are born for every 100 girls. Predictions are that that number could drop a bit more. These statistics point toward a slight change in attitudes toward women's roles in Georgian society. But still, attitudes take time to change.
It's not yet a feminist paradise. The sex ratio is still skewed for third children and in some rural communities. I spoke to a group of women about the issue, and not one of them could convince her husband to join the conversation. So that shows that there's still some work to be done when it comes to son preference, especially among men. And even if attitudes do grow less sexist, Georgians still are going to have to face the consequences of previous biases. And next year, Georgians born into the most skewed birth cohort are going to turn 18. Some of those men may need to emigrate if they want to find a bride.
That's Elise Burr of The Economist speaking about sex-selective abortions in the Eastern European country of Georgia.
From PRX.